Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in beautiful Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and I'm thrilled to bring you to another exciting episode, The Power of Bioenergy. Today, we are diving into the fantastic world of bioenergy, a crucial piece in the puzzle of sustainable development. Joining us is Sara, a passionate and driven young professional who is making waves in the field of bioenergy. Sara is here to share her insights of how bioenergy is revolutionizing the way we think about energy, agriculture, and sustainability. Get ready for an inspiring and enlightening conversation as we explore how bioenergy is powering a greener future. Let's jump right in. Hey Sara, it's so nice to have you here today. Let's start with the basics. How would you introduce the concept of bioenergy to those who are unfamiliar with it? And what do you see as the key benefits and significance of bioenergy in today's global energy landscape?
Hi Alexandra, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm really excited to discuss the important topic of bioenergy, which plays a very crucial role in the future of sustainable energy and our efforts to adapt to global climate challenges. Imagine you are cooking dinner and instead of letting those vegetable peels go to waste, you could use them to generate energy for your home. That's the basic idea behind sustainable bioenergy. So it's energy that comes from biological sources such as agri-food waste and residues or dedicated crops. What makes bioenergy so exciting is that it offers a renewable alternative to traditional fossil fuels in many different sectors and can be really important in sectors that are typically hard to decarbonize, like in heavy industry or transport. Bioenergy helps also reduce greenhouse gas emissions, supports energy security, offers to farmers an alternative source of income, and creates local jobs in biomass production and processing. Can you believe that?
No, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. Bioenergy is also the only renewable energy that can have benefits other than just clean energy production, because it can be used to manage organic wastes and reduce GHG emissions derived from their natural decay, and can also produce byproducts that can be used as soil amendment and fertilizer to enhance soil fertility. So, as I usually say, it's a win-win for the planet and our community. But bioenergy is sometimes seen also as the black sheep of renewables, of course, because of the debates surrounding food versus fuel. But there are so many examples of bioenergy production and use can have positive sustainable development impacts without threatening food security. Trust me, the Global Bioenergy Partnership is an international organization that seeks to promote these best practices and the policies that support them. With its 90 members of governments and international organizations, the partnership is widely recognized as one of the most important platforms for international cooperation on sustainable bioenergy, and it's just here in FAO.
We would like to hear about your journey in the Global Bioenergy Partnership and how your role has evolved over time.
My journey with the Global Bioenergy Partnership began only 8 months ago as an intern, excited by the idea of supporting sustainable bioenergy. I had just finished my PhD 2 months before in chemistry, and I wanted to apply what I had studied in an international setting. At first, I focused on policies, research and analysis, learning the ropes and discovering the key challenges and opportunities in field. But listen to me. Here's where it gets exciting. As I grew in my role, I got to work on developing reports, organizing webinars with global experts, and also helping with the 12th Bioenergy Week held in June. Do you know what's that?
No, I don't.
The Bioenergy Week was a conference that involved over 120 participants from 27 countries. So it was a great opportunity to listen to experiences in bioenergy from all over the world and meet many different people. What really stands out is the amazing team I get to work with, and I think that it's the most important part for my internship here. Yeah, it's crucial, and especially you could have a very fun and nice experience here when everyone is passionate and collaborative as people in my team. Yeah, because you can make every project not just a task, but like a shared mission. And it's fantastic.
And what about the latest trend in bioenergy that you're most excited about?
I'm really excited about a few key trends in bioenergy right now. First, bioenergy with carbon capture, utilization and storage is making waves, and it's my favorite, maybe. It's like a superhero that can remove carbon dioxide from the air, giving our atmosphere a clean up, while providing raw materials to generate bio-based products for the bioeconomy, such as bioplastic. So, if we want to keep global warming below 1.5 degrees by the end of the century, it will be necessary, and we need this superhero. It still has a lot of barriers to overcome for it to be widely deployed, and it's these details that make it a truly interesting topic. Then, as last but not the least, I really love the idea of using waste as fuels in a circular economy. It's like turning yesterday's trash into today's energy. So, let's think. Biofuels as ethanol and biodiesel are used in transport such as car or airplanes, as we know. But just imagine, one day, you might even fly on fuel made from banana peels. And so, as I usually say for fun, you could have a fruity flight.
And lastly, what is the importance of involving youth in the context of bioenergy?
Yeah, youth play a critical role in the future of bioenergy. They bring fresh perspectives, innovative ideas, and a deep concern for sustainability, which are essential for driving the bioenergy sector forward. Their energy and creativity can speed up the adoption of new technologies and practices, making bioenergy more efficient and accessible worldwide. By involving young people in bioenergy not only helps to build the next generation of scientists, engineers, and policymakers, but also ensures that the sector evolves in ways that are socially and environmentally responsible. This is what we try, for example, to create with the bioenergy supplement of the Energy Challenge page that was developed in our division, jointly by GBEP and the Youth and United Nations Global Alliance. I think it's a very important resource for YAF to learn and engage in bioenergy in their communities.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time.